The age of podcasting is here. Staying true to its core of amplifying all voices, Anima Podcasts aim to take this further, bigger, and louder with Hear For It. Join us at the Philippines' first ever podcast festival on October 20 at the Glorieta Palm Drive Activity Center as we bring together the best of Philippines' podcast scene and its ever-growing community of listeners. Hear For It, powered by Anima Podcasts and co-presented by Globe.
Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with me, Chelsea, and a special guest for today. But before we start, don't forget to rate and review and follow this podcast wherever you're listening to. Follow us on our socials at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, at STSPodPH on Twitter, at SpillTheSoju at gmail.com to reach out to us via email. And as I said, I have a special guest with me. And if you're a longtime Spill the Soju listener, you might hear a familiar voice. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Yuki from K-Napod.
That's actually how I did the intro back then too. Crap. It's like, hey everyone. I'm back.
You're back.
Yes.
For those listening, for those hearing you for the first time, can you go ahead and promote the Kingdom Pod as well?
Yes. Hi, my name is Yuki. I am the host of the Kingdom Podcast. Also based here in the Philippines, we're also a K-pop podcast, but we have around 30 times more haters than Spill the Soju has. It's like you have no idea the amount of hate that we had for the past 2 months from that podcast. Like, it's insane. Like, we've had, it's like, okay, let's start season 4 with a bang, shall we? And then it's like there's this approach of us thinking of, oh, let's do like clickbaity stuff.
Ayun na nga.
That's how we do the podcast now, where we release social videos and then the socials namin, it's like, let's do clickbait stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, and then I did the clickbait stuff, and then algorithm from TikTok was really funny. I just wanted to point it out because there was a conversation between Twice and Blackpink, and the algorithm na meron si TikTok or like AI developed for that video was like Twice versus Blackpink debate. It was so good.
Oh my!
It had like over 1,000 comments and like 80,000 likes with like 200,000 views. I don't know. No, probably like 80,000 views. Like. But it felt like it was like 300,000 with the amount of things that we got from that. It's like, it was freaking, but we love it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of controversial stuff. So check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
If anything, they're our braver siblings.
Yes, that's right. It's like, I don't know if it's brave even. It's like, just tactless, you know?
Yes, and yeah, so kapag kami naman nandun sa Kingdom Pod, talaga, you know, there's just something about your podcast na parang di na ako natatakot, bahala na.
you know, to be honest with you, you're not the first one that said that. It's like, there are hosts from other podcasts na parang they appeared there. That's when you listen to their podcast, they're like super goody two shoes, and just very articulate. And it's like in the podcast, they're still articulate, but at the same time, there's like, fuck it, it's like, let me just say this.
Exactly.
There's something about the demeanor of appearing on the podcast, which is probably a bit different. Yeah.
So there you go. So guys, check out the Kingdom Pod. They're amazing. We love them, and I'll be there, Ren.
Yes, she will be.
Yes.
it'll be an exciting show, like, nonetheless. A very cool topic that actually Chelsea even thought of. So, which is super cool.
But today, Yuki is here as a so-on because, if you can tell from our title, we will be talking about the one and only queens of all generations. Girls' Generation. Let's go. But specifically, the erasure, can you call it, of Girls' Generation. Okay. So how I came about this topic was, I was, of course, where else? TikTok. I was scrolling on TikTok, and then I just heard, I just saw like a fan like discrediting Sonia Shide, or, you know, with all their accomplishments. Like, how are they still relevant? What are they even doing right now, and all of that? And I'm like, I cannot, I will not allow this slander towards these girls.
You guys have no idea
because
how important they are.
How freaking dare you do that? And of course, for me naman, whenever I see something like this, I just see kids in front of their computer just typing away, like on their TikTok. So we will be here to educate you guys. We may sound like we are ancient. That's because we are.
We kind of are, you know?
Because we are. Okay, let's make that clear. So this is coming from people who have lived through...
When you say it like that, Chelsea, it's like, you know, it's like, shit. It's like, I'm very vocal on the podcast as well. It's like, I just turned 30 this year.
Oh, no.
I feel like shit.
Nate, oh gosh. I just took a dance class yesterday and my back hurts.
Yeah, it's like my cardio, and it's like, oh, wow, what is this?
Yeah. So just so you know, for credibility purposes.
That's right.
Ganun po kami katanda.
Yeah, we're kind of that old.
Yes. So we're here to educate you guys about these wonderful, wonderful girls, now women, here on Spoiler Soju. So let's start with their debut. So they debuted in 2007. So during that time, it was, the market was saturated with boy groups. Ang alam ko.
Very prevalent.
So it was, that was a time of Dongbang Shinki, that was Super Junior, sino pa ba? Mga Shinhwa, and
Big Bang.
Big Bang. How dare I? How dare I? So it was mostly boy groups talaga yung very...
Yung market
nun. And I think the girl group then were SES, Finkel, but... Yeah.
Parang, so it wasn't even close. Brown Eyed Girls. So like, it wasn't even close. The market back then was really centered on boy groups and how pretty they are. Because they were. Until naman hanggang ngayon. So like, until now, there are still a lot of pretty boy groups. Like, I want to say that in the most politically correct way possible. I'm not saying it out of, it's like something derogatory or anything. But like, boy groups are pretty. That's just how it is. That's the market back then. And it wasn't even close. When Girls' Generation debuted, it was just centered around boy groups and how popular they are and how their songs speak to the masses. And it's like, it just worked out. It's like, boy groups were up here and it's like, girl groups were like down on the floor.
Yeah. Because, yeah. And parang, yung SES na yung pinaka ano nun eh. But then during that time, parang, going down na yung popularity nila because of the emerging boy groups during that time. And I think yung quote-unquote successful women then was BoA, and she was in Japan.
Yep.
She's doing her thing in Japan. So then come Girls' Generation. So marami rin silang kabatch, diba? So yung Wonder Girls is also with them.
That's
as you said, Brown Eyed Girls. But Girls' Generation... in hindsight, like for me kasi, when I entered K-pop, they were already like big. But so I thought when they debuted, they were a huge hit.
They weren't. Yeah.
When like listening to their debut song and finding out that it wasn't as welcomed as I thought it was, I was shocked. But then realizing the climate during that time, like, okay, I get it. I get it.
Kasi we're not woke.
Yeah. Back then. Yeah. Kasi parang yung mga songs kasi ng boy groups na, it was like aggressive and like taking down the government.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Very Rage Against the Machines.
Yes.
Like, for you rock fans there. Yeah.
Yes. Mga ganong klaseng kanta. And then SNSD's going, Narang hai
bhai. It's like, it's just weird. Yeah.
It's like, huh. Okay. That's okay. Sige. And then, but I think one of the biggest shocks for me was what happened, of course, the famous Dream concert. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. 2008, right. Black Ocean. So, for those who don't know what a Black Ocean is, diba in
wait, what? Oh. Like, let me just preface this. This is why the current generation of K-pop fans have no wit whatsoever. Right now, with what Chelsea's gonna say, it's like, this has to be the, it's like, hardest hitting hate towards a group that you can show in a visual way.
Yeah.
So, yes, please, Chels, go ahead.
So, you guys know how in festivals or in awards, fans always go to those events with their light sticks and, you know, showing their support towards their favorite artists. And even if their artists are not the one on stage, they will still wave it up in support for them and hyping it up.
Yeah.
But when, during Dream Concert 2008, once SNSD stepped on stage, Black Ocean, literally no lights were on. Yeah. It was quiet for their whole 10-minute set. That is just
rough.
Rough. Rough. I'm just imagining how the girls felt stepping out and just a full audit, like a full venue, not quiet. I can't talk.
That's true.
And performing a whole set without any audience feedback whatsoever. And it's pitch black. And
I don't know if people know what it looks like on stage if there are lights pointed towards you. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of people. Yeah. I guess, like, when it comes to performing, especially in the K-pop scene, the light sticks are really what stands out if you're the one performing on stage.
Yeah.
And if you don't see anything like that, it's just black.
Yeah.
It's like you're not even performing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what they performed with for 10 whole minutes. And just thinking about it and seeing the videos.
It's rough, right?
It's so rough.
It's a gut punch.
Like, oh my gosh, your idols these days could never. The kids these days.
Right now?
Right now?
The soft kids these days? Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. It's just the level of immaturity, the level of pettiness that those people, the people of Korea, had back then towards these girls. I'm like, how, what? Like, make
masakit
it make
siya
sense.
Talaga.
Yeah.
Masakit talaga.
Like, make it make sense. Sobrang, like, ang sakit nun, especially if performer.
So shallow too.
And they just debuted. Like, come on. So
I blame Kissing You, by the way. Kissing You was not a good song. No. You know, it's like waving lollipops like all over. It's like,
yeah. It's not sus. It's not up there in my favorite songs of SNSD, I'm gonna be honest.
Of course. Yeah. Huh?
But yeah, that I think it was that incident wherein companies were also like, okay guys, we gotta be careful with what you say, how you interact, how you present yourselves, because this can happen to any idol. If this happened to SNSD, I think dun sila nag-iingat rin eh, di ba?
Tama. Yeah, you're right.
Kasi, I don't know. Because it's just, it's annoying. Guys, search it up. Like, SNSD Dream Concert.
The Black Ocean. It's like, that's pretty up there.
It's up there.
Yeah.
So, after that incident, they went on hiatus. Because
that's true.
I think you really need to like recover from something like that. Like, you really need time to recover. Kasi sobrang nakakahiya. Like, I can't express how bad I feel towards them for that. And they I think they were on hiatus for a whole year. And they came back with our Lord and Savior.
G. Fantastic, right?
What a
comeback. Yeah, exactly.
That's how they retaliate towards the haters.
And it wasn't even, it's like, if you think about G as a song, I don't even think it was a good song to begin with. It's like, it's catchy, don't get me wrong. But anything repetitive would be catchy, even right now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine G being released right now? That'd be a TikTok trend, for sure.
For sure. No, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And, but it wasn't really a good song to begin with. It's like, but I get how it is, like, when it comes to that. Like, it's melodical, and that's how it is when it comes to songs, and it's like, when you trend and stuff, and yeah, it'd be a trend for sure on TikTok right now. I say, with the amount of things that are also cutesy right now, it's like, who's leading the trend when it comes to K-pop girl group songs? It's like, we're looking at probably NewJeans, freaking, like, Le Sserafim would have that edgy kind of sound, but there's also Kepler.
Yes.
XG, I guess. It's like, it's like, it's a bit different with XG because they're a bit on the nostalgic kind of sound. But yeah, it's like, if you think about it, it's like NewJeans, whatever NewJeans comes up with, it's like, it's going to trend. It's up there.
Yep. Yeah.
And they would have that kind of cutesy concept, like, you know, relative to their age, obviously. And it's like, G would just be up there.
Yeah.
Granted that it's not like their best song.
It's an earworm. Let's give it that.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I guess that's a nice way of saying it.
Like, it gets stuck in your head.
Yeah.
And kaya ayun. So, well, it was a great comeback. I mean, for me, it was the redemption that they needed. And because
that's true.
Of that song, it became like us saying, okay, it's not really the best song, but it was the best selling song of 2009.
That's true.
So whatever we say, it still has numbers to back itself up.
That's true.
So, so that's how ganun yung payback nila. Ganun kalakas yung comeback nila. And it's released, sabi doon, sa video na pinanood ko, na it's released, it was what triggered Google Trends. Doon nag-start mag-rise yung searches ng K-pop na word. So
really? Wow, shoot, I didn't know that.
Right? Right? It was because of that song. So, and if you think about it, G was the first quote-unquote viral song in K-pop.
Sure,
that was before the age of Facebook shares, IG Reels, TikTok, YouTube, whatever, YouTube. It was the first viral song that made its way even outside of Korea. So, which is a great achievement in itself. So, that's G. And
they followed up.
They followed it up. My God. Now, that is a good song.
You know, I love that song. Whenever I talk about the Genie or the G Genie era of Girls' Generation, it's like, it's always a point of comparison for me. It's like, I hope, it's like, I checked that out, or I said that with Blackpink and Twice back then, where Twice did Cheer Up, and I was like, I'm always comparing, it's like, this is their G.
Then, right? I agree.
Like, let's hope to God that they pull off a Genie.
Yeah.
And then they did TT, which is like, it's catchy. Like I said, anything repetitive would be catchy, but it's like, if they can pull off a Genie after a G, that is just freaking really good.
No, yeah, I super agree, because G was famous. But Genie, I just remember, like, we were seeing it here in the Philippines. Like, it was charting every single week, every day. Mix Daily Top 10 Mix, and the Genie.
That's
right.
what the hell is this? I don't understand this shit,
That blew up. And it's, wala, parang ganun. I think it was then talaga that it was just going higher and higher. But we can't talk about Genie without their helipad performance.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Huh? You guys should watch that. It's just like, look for Girls' Generation helipad. That's
it. It's on Music Core.
Yeah. It's really good.
It
was back then, it was still a thing for you to actually perform the song.
Yes.
Apologies for my dogs. But it's okay. Like, it was back then where songs were still being performed while credits were ongoing. It wasn't like an encore stage that we have right now, which I think personally is better.
Yeah. 'Cause
you see the idols like more on the humane side compared to seeing them as performers. You're seeing them being playful and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but back then they used to perform, albeit perform live, perform songs live.
It's good. And
they do that twice, like sometimes twice per episode of Music Bank or Music Core or Inkigayo or whatnot. And it was just really good. And back then, that helipad performance was actually, if you remember, that was the credits.
Yeah.
They were performing it at the end of the show.
Okay.
And just like really good.
It's again, it's done live.
Yeah.
It's live. Guys, just, you're dancing on the top of the building. You're dancing on top of the building. And then your cameras are, our cameramen are in helicopters.
That's right. Yeah.
Like,
drones weren't the thing.
Drones were not the thing. Yes, I forgot. Oh my people. God. Yeah. Those were people in actual helicopters. Like, and
funny.
And I think some the members then, I think some of them said that they were nervous, of course, duh, and like you're scared.
It's like you're up top the building. Yeah.
But until today, it's the most watched performance ever. I heard that it was like 8.6 million.
Okay. Back then, ah.
Back like, then. Yeah, guys, TV to, ah. TV.
TV to, ah. Like, TV that to. Is just hindi, wild.
Hindi to live stream, MMA, online. No, yeah. This is not so, streams. This is.
I also wanted to point out that in the current day and age, you get 3 million viewers on TV. That is huge. Right now, 2023, huge. That's like Game of Thrones season 8 finale. Yeah, that's right. But back then, to get 8 million viewers concurrently, that's just
so
nuts.
if that doesn't show just how big the girls are in Korea, I don't think like we could just stop there and say these That's how it. Dare you
they peaked you? Yeah
they peaked. But they kept on going, and so we go
we
to
O
and Run Devil Run back to back.
That's right.
And
O and Run Devil Run.
Huh.
You know, it's like the thing about O and Run Devil Run is they weren't really big in the mature concepts just yet back then.
Yep.
It's like they did Genie, which is a bit more mature compared to G.
G, yeah.
Compared to G, yeah. And then they did O. It's like, okay, we're back in the cutie cheerleader concept and things. And then, okay, fantastic. Yes. It was still a great song. It was better than G, at least for me.
Okay, nice. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, it's not, like I don't find G a bad song. I just find it a bit cringy. You know? But O was a better song, at least in my book, than G. And then they did Run Devil Run, which was like, what the hell? They did continuity of a story, which was not a prevalent thing back then. In two different music videos.
Innovators.
Like, what is this Luna shit like what we're doing? It's like, I don't know. Like,
innovators.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I remember, like, that's on the last part ng O music video. And I'm just like, oh my God.
What is this? Why are there 18 girls here? It's like, what?
What? Oh my God, that's them. Oh, and then they followed up like Run Devil Run. And then.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh. Amazing.
What is this X-Men versus Marvel bullcrap? It's like, I don't know.
And Run Devil Run was I love Run Devil Run.
Mm. It was a good song.
It's a good song. But it was also during this time wherein they explored Japan.
Yeah, 2010. Yep.
2010.
Right.
So they released their Japanese versions of G and Genie. They look beautiful in it. Can I just say?
Yeah. We'll talk about Japan a bit later. I just wanted to point out something, but it's like, do you want to talk about it now? It's like, it's fine. I actually like the Japanese discography more.
Ooh,
than the Korean discography.
I don't blame you for that.
It's like they're ballads, and it's like, and back then it's like we don't repurpose a whole lot of songs.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how if a group nowadays like goes to Japan, yeah, there are like original songs there, but sometimes they just repurpose like songs that happened back then.
Yes.
It's like they just do it in Japanese. These girls did whole albums with just one or two repurposed songs, and eight of them being original freaking, you know, Japanese songs.
Yeah.
And they are fantastic. It's like, I would want to tell everyone that whenever we talk about Girls' Generation, it's like, what songs do I listen to apart from the title tracks? Japanese.
Mm.
It's like, their Japanese songs are so good.
Yes.
Granted that they weren't really, like, they didn't blow up as much as probably Kara or
whoever. Yes, I was just about to say, yung kalaban nila sa Japan was Kara.
It's Kara, and Kara was like, woo! Like, they're up there.
Chill.
When it comes to Japanese.
Yeah. Super.
But Girls' Generation, like, made them, like, have a run for their money. It's like, it was just, like, their Japanese songs are fantastic. Everyone should listen to them.
Yes, I second that, but I always trust the Soan, so it's coming from Yuki. So,
they're just great.
Gotta
they're
trust
just
them
great.
On that.
I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, and you know how sometimes, kasi parang I don't just pay attention to Japanese versions. I'll be honest, sometimes I don't really care about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yung mga Japanese versions ng SNSD, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so good. And wala, I'm just, ang galing lang nila. But then we head on to their next. Which is
The Boys was the next one. The Boys were, it's like, a lot of people would say that they peaked with The Boys, because we already thought that it was already already Girls' Generation.
Yes.
When they released Oh and Run Devil Run.
Yes.
But it solidified it. It's like it smacked everyone with a steel chair on the face. Like
freaking
when
yes.
they did The Boys.
Freaking yes. Dude.
And they were everywhere with The Boys. They went to the US with The Boys.
I was just about to say they broke through
in
the US market.
Yeah.
And like they're the first K-pop act to perform on late night TV.
That's true.
In the US. Okay, so this is where the kids will come in and argue. And say, oh, but they weren't successful, but they were flops in the States. I'm like, if it weren't for them, your idols wouldn't even try. Like, come on. So
there would always be that fear. So like, you remember, it's like you're only undefeated until you aren't.
Yeah.
And this is exactly, it's like when it comes to that quote, because it's like a lot of fans nowadays would say now, so it's like paving the way. That's something very sensitive to talk about.
Mm.
But it's like, I wouldn't want to say that they literally paved the way, but imagine it's like you're only undefeated until you aren't. And for them not to do something like that, a lot of K-pop acts would definitely have fears trying to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And looking at the K-pop acts during that time, I couldn't see anyone else but SNSD.
No one. Mm-mm.
Who will be able, who will have the guts or like who have the right to, you know, go to the US market, because they've solidified Korea. They've solidified Japan. Where else will they go?
That's
right. United States.
Yeah. Western. Yeah, exactly. It's like, Charles, you were back in 2011. Where were you? What fandoms were you on?
I was a multi-stan.
You were a multi-stan, but mostly you're a VIP, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine Big Bang breaking that ceiling in 2011?
Not yet.
See?
Not yet.
That's the thing. Where it's like, they weren't super successful with everything, but people were talking about them.
Dude, yeah.
If they talked about Girls' Generation, it was like, what is this K-pop shit? Googling K-pop, what's with K-pop, and that's where everything just blew up.
Exactly.
Like they saw groups like Super Junior, Big Bang, freaking at that time. Oh my gosh, God bless them. FX.
Okay.
Like, who's FX? Oh, you won't be able to hear them. They're in the basement.
Mate. Nah.
But they were so good, such ahead of their time. Check them out, FX. So they're super cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, God bless Girls' Generation with what they did.
They
were just insane.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm happy that they did that with the song, like, The Boys. Because that song, like, there's no better way, like, out of all their songs, that really is the song that I feel like, okay, this is the most digestible to the Western audience with the way it sounds. And it's just a great, like, it's my favorite song, title track.
Really?
It's my favorite title track of The Boys. Of The Boys, of Girls' Generation. Because, it's so powerful, and they're so, they're ladies, they're women in this song. They all look so regal. Sobrang nag-glow up. Ibang iba yung glow up nila dito.
That's true. Yeah.
Sobra. And, but yeah, that's why I'm like, you know what, sige, you can say that they weren't successful with their attempt to the Western market, but that doesn't mean their careers ended right then and there.
That's true.
You know?
After that, it's like, point taken, after that, they did I Got a Boy. Prior to that, they did like their subunits and whatnot, and they had their dramas and everything. But after that, they did I Got a Boy, and that went viral. That was the first time that we as K-pop fans looked into YouTube as a platform that would matter.
Yes, sir.
Was, it's like, I Got a Boy had, I don't know, it was like maybe 2 million views in their first day. Mm. We were so happy to, Charles. Like, can you remember? It's like, it's like 1 million views. Whoa, what the hell?
This is insane.
That's fucking nuts. And then it's like, we did like, I don't know, 2-3 million in the first day. And then it was the music video of the year.
Yes.
From YouTube.
Yes, they won an award.
They did. Yeah.
And during that time, I think they were up against Justin Bieber.
Yeah. They had backlash. Like One Direction, yeah.
Yeah, that's why they were...
5 Seconds of Summer, I think.
Backlashed for it. Because people weren't used to different...
What is this?
Yes. Like, parang sino to? Who is this Tiffany, you know, on stage?
Tiffany Young on stage. Just like, yeah, she's pretty and whatnot. Yeah, well, like, she was really pretty back then. But
yeah, but who is she?
Who is she?
Yeah.
Plus, like, if you trend with I Got a Boy, it wasn't really, it's like, I am a huge simp for I Got a Boy. But if you listen to it in hindsight, first time.
Boy, huh? I will, dude, I think all of us who were there, who listened to it for the first time, we were like,
I don't like, get it.
We were like, oh, that was so good. All of us were just confused. So like, where are they going with this?
That's right. It's like, if there's any appropriate time for a bombastic side eye, that was that. What the hell?
Paiba-iba yung BPM. Paiba-iba yung, I'm just like, what is happening?
There was that thing. It was dubbed like the Bohemian Rhapsody of K-pop. I don't disagree with you.
I honestly don't. That's the most appropriate version. Yeah. Like, that's the most appropriate description for that song. Yeah. Because it's great. I mean, but now I'm just like, that's we just witness history.
We watch that.
We watch that. It took me a few listens to get to like see the vision.
You know what was risky too? They did that in New Year. They did like they released I Got a Boy January 1st.
Oh, did they? Yo.
It's like that was 2012.
Oh yeah. No, 2013. Yeah.
2013, sorry. Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
wow. You know,
like I said, ahead. It's like I guess like it also equated to not also having that much views because everyone was still celebrating or probably drunk.
So yes, yeah.
It was 2 years, you know? But it's like back then we didn't really think of like views amounting to anything.
Yeah.
Like YouTube was a thing. Mm-hmm. But it was just like this site that we can watch funny videos on.
Yeah, it wasn't any metric. Like, it wasn't any measure of anything to us back then. So, and I also heard in the video that I was watching kanina na parang I Got a Boy really painted, like it became a blueprint, I guess, of it's at the third generation up. Like parang
yeah,
that is a great way to transition into the third to gen a third of K-pop. Gen.
Yeah, mm-mm.
Because agree, diba? Very very third gen sounding siya in a way that the EDM elements, the
yeah,
harder quote unquote choreography that they were doing, the street style that they were wearing. It was just a very
the colors too.
The colors. The colors.
It was so colorful too. It's like it's oversaturated, I feel like, in some aspects.
Yeah.
But it was just so colorful. And there's a lot of things happening. And I'm pretty sure like Spilled the Soju has a lot of Gen Z listeners.
Mm.
Everyone should watch I Got a Boy. That is a trip.
It is a trip. Like, yeah. If you're hearing I Got a Boy for the first time, it's a valid feeling to feel confused.
But although it's like, take me back, right?
Yes.
Like, I wish I could listen to this song for the first time again.
Yes. Yes, exactly that. Exactly that. And it's grabe talaga yung SNSD. Grabe. But I just remember this time, like this time, friends na kami ni na Ashley at KD.
Heck yeah.
So
2013.
Yeah, I think the boys era pa lang yata friends na kami kaming tatlo. Oh, so
this around 2011 then. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like it takes me back.
Right? It's just like it's just a trip. You know, it's like listening and standing Girls' Generation back then was like you were cool.
Yeah.
When you were a Soan.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah.
Who are the cool fandoms back then? VIP was in a different
Black
level.
Blackjacks.
Like,
my guy.
I don't know if they're like, I would consider them. I'm probably biased because I'm a Soan. I hate Blackjacks.
Like, oh, that's going on.
You know, yeah, you know the competition, right? It's like the competition back then was super fierce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know how everyone was like I said, or like what we said earlier, it was so boy group centric. But then here comes 21 and Girls' Generation.
And Wonder like, Girls.
And Wonder Girls, just like banging it out, like all bop throughout.
Bop after bop, my
yeah,
guy, can
exactly.
I just say.
It oh my was, God. It was just unprecedented at that time.
And Sombra.
At the same time, it was undeniable that it was really the girl group scene.
It's for
like
sure.
K-pop was girl group.
Freaking
period.
For yeah. sure. Like, it was 21, SNSD, Wonder Girls. Include Sistar, Kara, FX.
Girls' Day. Girls' Day, too.
Girls' Day.
Out there.
Secret. A-Pink. It was like kami rin eh. Like we were talking about it. Like if you look back then, sobrang powerful ng girl groups. Walang tapon.
Wala.
Wala like after school and it was sobrang sabi ko wow. Like and
what
they,
a, yeah.
And all the concepts back then as well were like not well cute concepts rin. Mm, pero yeah. Wala. It was.
Teka lang, Chelsea. What are you saying? Are you saying na may tapon ng girl group scene kayo? Do you have a commercial break? I'd like to discuss that further.
Mama, yung parang a lot to unpack. Yun na lang pag-usapan sa Kingdom Pod.
Gusto mo makancel ha? Yan ha? Gusto mo yan ha?
Oo, merong mga tapos sa girl group songs ngayon.
Totoo. Yeah, meron.
Mm-mm. Yun na lang. Hindi ko na lang sasabihin kung sino at anong songs. Yeah. But there are.
Rhymes with ano? Joke lang.
Hindi, pero unlike before talaga, it was just hit versus hit versus hit from all groups.
Mm-mm.
Walang tapon talaga.
Wala talaga.
And that's, wala. Kaya
it,
powerful
it didn't hurt. It also didn't hurt that they're talented as F back
mate.
Then. It was like the vocals annoying. Were just yeah. like freaking nuts. Like you're not only looking into the girl group scene, you're looking at female performers in general, not mate. Just groups, but also the solo artists. Like
yes.
who did we have then? We had Hate, we had IU, we had Ailee, it's like freaking sino pa ba yung isa? Like Lehigh.
Oh
back then. They were just so freaking
do you remember
good.
Gina?
Gina! Oh my God. Jeez, Gina.
I miss Gina.
Oh, I miss her too. It's like, she was so great.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm telling everyone, it's like, whenever It's like, if you're new to the K-pop scene, it's like, welcome.
Yes.
The question is why? I said this is like horrible to be a part of. No, it has its perks. Don't get me wrong. It's like, Chelsea, it's like discussed that on the previous episode when she talked about like the Twice con, and it's like, you know, there are things that you experience which are just fantastic when it comes to K-pop, but Jesus, this is such a taxing hobby slash interest.
Yeah,
it's like so
especially
difficult.
In this day and age.
In this day and age, like where are we now? It's like, are we now in fifth gen, Chels?
I say yes. I say
yes. You say yes, right? It's like, yeah. I guess New Jeans was like the last one, the fourth gen. But yeah, it's just like so different now.
Yes.
And back then, it was just
vibes,
like vibes. You know, it's like we weren't even really thinking of numbers. Like I look at fans nowadays, like they don't chart. It's like, oh, they didn't have 100 views in their first day. It's like 100 million views. It's like, screw you, man. It's like back then, I'm like. Back then, what mattered to me was being number 328, like the 328th view for I Got a Boy. Just refreshing my page every fucking time.
Because the reason why you refresh it is because you like the song.
Yeah.
Let's focus on that. Not because we want to up the view count. But
like,
because we just want to keep on listening to the freaking song because it was so good.
That's true. Spotify wasn't a thing. Apple Music wasn't a thing. It's like you had to buy the album or download it on a shady website.
Yep.
So, and Lime for Wire. You to listen to it. LimeWire. Wow. The viruses.
Whoa.
I had.
Whoa.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh. So, yeah. So it's like for me back then, it's like I refresh and refresh just because of the amount of just because I wanted to listen to it a whole lot.
Yeah. Yes. So that was I Got a Boy.
it
was a time.
It was ahead of its time, to say the least.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we head on to their other. So during this time, because they were also again doing Japanese releases, their next was Mr. Mister and all of that. And Catch Me If You Can. Okay.
Are we talking about OT9 or OT8 here?
Ah, there we go. Thank you for the segue, my guy. Because I just associate Catch Me If You Can with one event. Mm-mm. And that is Miss Jessica Chung leaving SNSD. So, Yuki, how was that for you?
So with Jessica leaving, I think up until today, I'm very bitter about it. Because I'm a full-fledged Soan. It's like when I started with K-pop, I didn't have the benefit of being or having an open mind to look into other groups. So there was a good chunk of even of my podcasting career that I only listened to Girls' Generation. And the only reason I listened to FX, which was my second group, was because they had interactions with Girls' Generation being under the same agency. Crystal is the sister of Jessica. And for the podcast, I used to play a lot of music. So it's like, it'd be weird kung puro Girls' Generation lang yung music na ipapatugtugin ko, diba? So that's what I did. So, and I didn't have the benefit of having an open mind to listen to other groups. So up until now, because of that being full-fledged so on, when the news broke out, it was around four. I can still remember. I had a co-host who was a Jessica bias.
Oh.
And I saw the news. It broke out at around 4 a.m. our time. Just.
Oh my God.
I was awake. Don't ask why, but I was just awake at 4 a.m. back then. 2014.
Yeah.
And I broke the news towards her. She was like, no, that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Screw you.
Yeah.
That's not a good joke.
Yeah.
And then it was. And up until, like, again, I am so bitter about it because can you imagine if they never disband, like, not disband. Let me rephrase that. If they never, it's like,
if she
took
never
off
left.
Jessica, yeah, if she never left. Can you imagine the amount of impact that Girls' Generation already had and being still OT9 until today? That is like
mate.
That was that's a story. That's a trip. That's they true. Are like, you know, it's like Twice could probably like interact with them as OT9 Can you imagine? It's like
Christ.
What a fun time. And I'm just like not you know, like I don't want to say uncomfortable about it, but I wasn't the biggest fan of what happened, like obviously as any other people would, just like if you're someone. But at right now, even in 2023, I'm just like, leaving. Like, there's still that sting.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like probably because they're the biggest group of their generation. Because they like they kind of are, right? Like
they are.
Big Bang and Super Junior were up there. When it comes to that, EXO would probably also be there, but EXO's already third gen, so
they're up there.
Yeah, they're up there for sure. But it was just like when it comes to K-pop, and it was such a big deal also on shows if they had Girls' Generation. It's like it was
main event sila lagi.
Yeah, always, always. Like variety shows, any show. It's like it was always such a big deal that when they introduced Girls' Generation, because Girls' Generation was this might be a bit controversial, like the BTS of that time. They were.
They were.
It wasn't. It wasn't really a question. It's like they were up there, and with her leaving, it really. Like there was such a gut punch back then because they were at their prime.
Yes,
like mid-20s.
Yes, sir.
Freaking just like released Mr. and then did like Japanese, like another Japanese comeback that had multiple brands sign them to be, you know, it's like to show off their showcase and whatnot. And then it's like that happened. And then they did Catch Me If You Can, which had an OT9 version, by the way, available on YouTube. Yes. That was fantastic.
Yes, we love that.
And then SM decided to just put her under the rug and like imagine it's like, oh, look, here's an OT8 version of that. And I don't know if you knew this, Shells, but when the news broke out, they were in the Philippines. They were in the Philippines. The news broke out today.
Yeah.
I think it was tomorrow that they went to the Philippines. So we were the first public appearance of Girls' Generation after what happened.
Dang.
Shit. No. They were in China. They were in China, not in the Philippines. My bad. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Like, they were in China, but I thought it was the Philippines because it had, like, that kind of it's like background that they did with Best of the Best as well. They were in China and everyone was just shouting Jessica, and it was so like horrible to listen to because they were crying and everyone was like, they did Complete, remember that song Complete? What a load of bullshit right now, right? So they did Complete, and the first line of Complete, Jessica sings. They did Complete and no one sang Jessica's part. And I was like, oh my God, no.
Not so complete now, I guess.
Not so complete now. It's like probably Incomplete would be a more fitting title.
Right.
So it was bad. It was bad. And again, it's like until now, I'm very bitter about it.
No,
it's still
sure.
A topic that I have irks talking about.
Yeah. And I could imagine like.
Yeah.
And it was so sudden too. And like,
yes.
And the way that SM basically banned Jessica from doing anything in Korea. And it's like, how low can you freaking go, my guy? Like, how, like, she can't do shit.
Until now, guys. Like,
until
you
now.
Know,
yeah. Kaya parang, I'm just like, girl, what happened? Parang, I don't want to.
But it shows you how powerful SM was.
True.
Back then.
True.
Because it's like they had the best groups in the landscape back then. They had Girls' Generation, Super Junior, EXO, and
Shiny,
Red Velvet,
FX,
and Shiny. Yeah. So, well, FX. But it was like, just like they were banning her from a lot of shows, a lot of you know, appearances and stuff, and it hurt. Like, don't get me wrong, it really did.
Yeah.
It really did. And back then, it still hurts until now. There's a lot of comparisons, like when it comes to other people leaving groups. Like, it didn't hurt like when Seungri left, you know. It's like, Seungri,
yeah,
it's a different thing, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of reasons there. There's even like an issue right now with Seungri. I don't know if you know that, but
I will look into that later.
Yeah, it's like there's a different one. It's like horrible, but anyway, it's like it didn't felt that way, or it didn't feel that way, because there were just like reasons behind it.
Yeah.
And Jessica had its reasons, but it's like, that's the reason why she got banned for, like,
I was saying, parang, is this tama ba? It was like, yung press release is because of her brand.
That's right.
And
she wanted,
like,
to work on her brand while being an idol.
And SM was like, nah, girl, you can't allow that.
Yeah, it's like Girls' Generation all the way.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm like,
the fuck?
Parang ako, is that the only reason? Because I'm not buying it. Because I don't buy that reason. I'm like, there's something going on, and they're trying to downplay
it. A lot of people said that she really had issues. It's like real life issues with not only the brand, but the girls. Because it's like they were at their primes. Like, they were at the peak of everything back then. And it's like, we don't need this now. There were conversations like that in the group dawa, so that says, we don't need this now. It's like, we need you in Girls' Generation focused on this, period. And that wasn't the thing that happened. And voila, it's like...
Wala na. And I think
and
it's
was...
also...
Yeah, you were saying?
I think it's also big because it happened to Girls' Generation. And
which was the biggest group at that time.
Which was the biggest group at that time. As you said, they were in their prime.
Mm-mm.
For them to do this in their prime, it was shocking. The same way, you know, the EXO news broke out.
Oh.
But this was a lot more shocking, especially because during this time, GG already had many years together. And then happens. So parang, what the heck?
It is the 7-year curse, by the way. Just saying.
Dang!
It was a 7-year curse. If you think about it. It's like,
oh,
not a lot of groups nowadays really get ahead of that. It's like, look at Blackpink.
Per.
It's like, it's the 7-year curse.
Yeah.
So and it's a real thing. It's a prevalent thing in K-pop for the new fans. It's like seven years is the lifespan of a happy group.
Yes.
Maybe a boy group or a girl group. After their seventh year, that's also, it's like, obviously it's also because that they sign contracts for 7 years most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, most of the time, like, we can say that they don't re-sign after their seventh year.
Mm-hmm. Or kung meron man, parang watak-watak na yung group.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of them didn't re-sign. Although it's like groups like Mamamoo still pull it off, where Wheein at that time was signed from a different, like on a different agency, but they would still appear as OT4. I don't know if Super Junior is gonna be like that now. Kasi nagwatak-watak na rin sila. Three members of Super Junior left SM.
Yeah.
Sunny isn't with SM.
Yeah.
So, you know, things like that. It's like back then, because if you re-signed, like if you signed with a different agency, that's it. You're gone.
Yeah, yun na yun. That's it.
Yun. Yeah.
It's bye.
But now it's like different, which is great, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So,
yeah.
There you
7-year curse.
Yeah, it happened to SNSD. Unfortunately, they weren't safe. But they still, despite that, they powered through and they released Lionheart. You think I like
that's true.
That you think is slay. It's a slay, yeah, from them.
That's true. That was a slap on the faces of the face of Jessica, I think.
You think you're real cool? I'm like, yes.
You think you're cool with your brand? Like, you're not.
Oh my god. But yeah, You Think is such a good song.
It was a good song, yeah.
And then so this after You Think and Lionheart, after this album, tsaka nagre parang yun na yung contract Kemerut. So five members signed with SM and then the rest
three members left.
They went their own way to pursue their own interests, acting, song, whatever.
Producing.
Tiffany went to the States to pursue her solo career.
Yep.
Sohyun ba? Si Sohyun nag...
Sohyun did acting. Yeah.
And Suyong as well.
Also, oh yeah. Mm-mm.
Okay, and then the other girls stayed in SM.
OGG happened.
OGG, mm-hmm. Yes. OGG.
Which was a great song.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good song. Yeah.
Yes, so...
Very OGG. Sexy too.
Yes, so they also have those releases, and then during this time, ito yung nagsa solo careers. So like they were focusing on their solo careers, which were all really successful, I would say.
Actually, yeah, like I would say,
lahat ng mga projects that they did individually did well.
Well, and, yeah,
and
exactly
starting with Miss the one and only Taeyeon with I, like how, like.
So it still irks me that the lyric was "My life is so beauty."
We'll forgive it.
So okay, fine, sure, but yeah, it was really cool to see Taeyeon, you know, do solo acts.
Yes.
And it's like that happened even prior to them, you know, having to disband and not disband, but like signing to different agencies and whatnot. But it's like Taeyeon as a solo artist, I think, it's like is even up like. I think she peaked now, to be honest with you, with INVU. What an awesome song.
So good.
It's like, that was her best track to date, at least in my book.
Mate.
And
yeah.
It's like, it doesn't hurt the fact, it's like, have you seen that clip of her in, it's like Amazing Saturday where she was performing with like this other girl singing INVU, just like effortlessly singing such a challenging song. And this is the thing when it comes to the K-pop fans. So like let me preface this by saying that I think that the current regime of K-pop groups are more talented than the previous ones.
Yes, I agree.
Like they are almost at peak perfection prior to their debut already.
Yes.
However,
here we go.
Because of agencies not wanting to risk that kind of image where it's like baka pumiyok sila. It's like they might crack their voice or they might be, it's like bahingalin sila, their cardio might be, you know, not 100% when performing. Let's make them lip sync a whole lot. Okay.
Yes, granted, sir.
Right?
Yes.
But this is why I like the previous generations more. When it comes to stability naman.
Kasi, tama.
The amount of, it's like, also the amount of training that these girls had compared to the amount of training that the girls of the fourth and fifth gen has, it's like, it's just very stark. Like, there's a stark difference between them. It's like, previous generations really trained longer.
Like, they were brutal.
Yeah, they were brutal. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right now, it's like the brutality that you see are also like on camera with Produce and with Girls Planet, you know, with Kingdom and whatnot. Although Kingdom's not like just a show. But yeah, it's just like very different. And I just wanted to point out that Amazing Saturday episode because Taeyeon can belt out just like that, being playful on camera. It's like not even having any stress sa boses niya and hitting the notes just like perfectly. It wasn't even like a climb like for the technicalities of singing. It was just like so good.
Like and right out.
Yeah, just right there. And that's why I love the previous generation. Kasi nga, they're more stable, and regardless of the fact that hinihingal na sila or pumipiyok sila, I would still appreciate that more.
Tama.
Compared to the lip syncing of K-pop today.
Tama. I would agree.
I hate lip syncing. Exactly. I just hate it.
Exactly.
Like, that's why a lot of also like shallow-minded people tend to create the argument na the current regime is kind of sucky compared to the second gen or third gen. Kasi nga, no one's singing. And that is half true. That's half true though. Kasi, it's like I said, I feel that the current regime is more talented, but it's not being showcased the right way.
Dude, yeah. Yep, exactly. We're honestly at this point, guys, if you want to hear more of this, listen to our episode on
that's true.
The Kingdom podcast.
We will.
Because we'll this is exactly, exactly
this. Is exactly
this.
The topic that we'll probably talk about.
Exactly this. But as I said, like this was the time talaga that they were just really honing and making a name for themselves, going to their individual crafts. Yuna, ever since before pa naman,
Yuna was up there. Yeah.
Yuna was up there. Mm-hmm. And but then they came back for their 10th anniversary with Holiday. Tama ba? Ay, hindi. Ano yun?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Holiday.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I think Chelsea and I have that kind of similar taste when it comes to music. Yeah.
It was aight. But yeah. It was something about their recent comeback, Forever One. There was something about that comeback that I like. Maybe kasi for this release, talagang they really promoted it together. They were appearing on shows together. They did that YouTube special together just to hype things up. And parang just to give everyone the whole Soshi experience.
Yeah.
And it was, I think for everyone, for me, ha, it really wasn't, it was those kinds of songs that, oh my God, this is not for the charts. I mean, they didn't do this for the charts. It was really just for them and the fans.
That's true.
And yeah, how do you feel about that?
It's like Forever, it was like they did a lot of appearances for Forever One. They also went to lengths like hiring the composer for Into the New World to compose that song.
Oh my God, they didn't know that!
Oh, wow. You didn't know that? Yeah, it was the composer for Into the New World that also composed that song. So in the ano tawag dito? Dun sa bridge part, you can hear Into the New World's intro.
Oh my God! Jill.
How do you not know Jill. This? Yeah, it's like.
I'm busy copying Soyoung's hair choreography.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like it was. Did I cry? Maybe not. Like I did shed a tear or two, seeing Forever One. At first, I didn't really want to watch it too. Not because I don't support the girls anymore, but. If I think about, like, if I look back into my K-pop life and talk about, like, Girls' Generation, currently, right now, they are a sensitive topic. Although I still talk about them, but only, like, when it comes to a point of comparison. It wasn't really, like, yung in-depth na pinag-uusapan natin ngayon. It's like, it's not something like that. And it's still a sensitive topic for me kasi nga, with the amount of things that, like, the amount of love that I gave these 9 girls back then, I could marry them in a non, like, non-delusional way.
Yeah.
I can marry them in my head in a non-delusional way with the amount of love that gave these 9 girls.
I get that. Yeah.
And having that kind of, it's like, I'll say it. It's like, it might be a bit controversial, but I'll say it. But feeling that kind of betrayal for, it's like, Yeongwon ni Son Yoshide, like, that is such bullshit. Forever Girls' Generation, it was like, what a load of horse crap. And that's what I felt back then, and that's what I still feel right now. But don't get me wrong, I still love Girls' Generation.
For sure, yeah.
But man, the it's like, you know, you don't want to, but they're kind of like this boyfriend or girlfriend that you have where they cheated on you, pero sige na nga tayo pa rin. Parang ganun yung pakiramdam ko sa kanya.
Oh my God.
Right? Yeah. So that's what I feel.
Nah,
least.
Mate. No, I get you. That's me with EXO.
Okay, well, EXO's kind of like, EXO's?
No, but yeah. At least, mate, I shed tears for freaking Chris. How dare I?
Oh, yeah.
How dare I? So, I'm like, no, I get you feeling the betrayed. So, if you're like, yung one ni Sonia Shide,
it's like, it's bullshit.
That's me with We Are One.
So, yeah, that's true. We Are One. So good. We Are One in prison.
Oh my God!
Can I just just point this out there? It's like to everyone just still defending him. Screw all of you! Just like screw all of you to the nth power. It's like Avada Kedavra. It's like I don't know. You guys are horrible.
Oh my gosh! But yeah. But I think what Forever One showed me, like seeing them all together as a group, I was like, these are like it was amazing seeing them coming back as a group after such a long time because of the amount of success that they've built from their time away from each other. And it's like, dun rin sa video na napanood ko, sabi na, I think SNSD is still going on until this day because the individual is as strong as they are as the collective.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. You place any girl
anywhere.
Like, kahit mag-isa lang sila, kayang-kaya nila yan. May it be acting, singing, dancing. And SNSD has so... Every single member in SNSD is like an asset to them because let's just start off with like the big three. So the reason why the visual position is created is because of Yuna.
That's okay. True. Yeah.
She is the originator of that freaking quote unquote position.
Yeah.
It's because
Irene did say she was the original visual, pero it's like the OG actually is definitely Yuna. It was Yuna.
Mm-hmm. It's her. And then you have, again, as we just said, Taeyeon. It's a vocal powerhouse. And let's just say, for those who haven't given her enough attention, Sohyun is the backbone of SNSD harmonies.
That's true.
Oh my God. She's so good. And she does theater, musical
theater.
She's
well-rounded.
Super well-rounded. Yeah. As in, she's one of the most talented idols ever, like in my eyes. And then you have Hyoyeon, my girl. My G.
I wouldn't know because I'm not a dancer, but Chelsea, like you dance, how technical is she?
No.
She's like really good, right?
She like I will not take slander towards Taeyeon as a dancer because she is amazing. The only other dancer that I acknowledge, like during their time, na super love ko is sila ni Minji and Min from Miss A. It's those three that are my God, but Hyoyeon is
A. Jeez.
Isa pa yung Miss A. Wag niyo akong kausapin ng Miss A.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yun. But Hyoyeon is the best until today. I still look up to her until this merry day.
Mm.
And you have Yuri and you have Suyong. And parang sabi nila, sino yun? Like there was like a Bermuda Triangle visuals.
Oh yeah, it's Yuri, Sohyeon, and Yuna.
Exactly.
Which are like the triplets.
The triplets. Kasi,
it's like they really did look kind of alike.
Yeah.
Where they're the Bermuda Triangle kasi nga, you get lost.
Yes.
It's like sino ba to? Number one. And number two is like, I want to stand these girls kasi these three girls are hella beautiful.
Yeah.
And Yuri, visually back then, is just like...
Beautiful.
It's like, you think about beautiful and sexy and just the whole package, it was Yuri back then.
Yes.
She was doing stages, which are just like freaking insane that you can think of.
And then there's
And
then there's Sunny, who is also really good, really talented, and also very entertaining when it comes to
varieties.
Yep. And it's like there's Tiffany, our American girl. So
Tiffany Tiffany the California King girl.
Tiffany the Cali girl.
Cali girl.
They're just so strong. And seeing them all together in Forever One, it was just a good, you know, reminder of how powerful they can be when they're together. And wala, parang I think yun nga, the sense of nostalgia in Forever One, there was just something about that song. Na parang, huh?
You know, it's like you actually pointed that out really well, where they didn't make this for views. They didn't make this to draw attention. I think they made this song or this album for the fans that have been there since whenever.
Yeah.
Did it hurt? Like, it still hurts. It's like, you know, yeah, it still hurts.
For sure.
It's a horrible, horrible blot in my K-pop life. But hell, it's like, you know, I'm here for the journey. It's like, and it's not like it's just Girls' Generation for me now. It's like, I'm a multi-stan now. I stan a lot of groups.
Mm-mm.
And it's like, I appreciate a lot of groups, you know, listening to them, watching their videos, etc. And yeah, I mean, it sucks what Girls' Generation went through.
Yeah.
And as a fan, what you went through after everything. But wala eh. It's like, there's really nothing we can do but move forward.
That's true.
And it's like, moving forward was such a hard thing to do.
Yeah. I get that.
It's been 9 years, Chels, but it still hurts.
No, I get that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a divorce that you didn't want to happen.
For sure. Sobrang parang totga talaga. Ganun.
Totga talaga. It was, and it's like, can I point this out where, it's like you said, the original center or visual was made for Yuna.
Yeah.
The notion of Nation's girl group.
Yes.
Was for Girls' Generation.
There you go. Oh my God, I forgot to mention that.
Given by the government, given by people.
And rightfully deserved.
Rightfully deserved, yeah.
Because what I like then about GG is that all other girl groups from their generation have, quote unquote, died down a little bit. And, you know, talking about like Wonder Girls, Kyra, Sistar, you know, mga kabatch nila. But they're still here one way or another. That's like, true. They're still here. And with the release of Forever One, which did really well, considering it was made for the fans.
Yeah, surprisingly, it did, yeah.
Considering it was made for the fans. And most recent comebacks from second-gen groups have not been doing as well as we wanted it to.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
And Forever One is just a testament that they're not yet, like, you know, SNSD is...
They're not over, obviously. And the amount of pull that they can get just by doing something like this,
yes,
is always going to be relevant in the scene.
Yes, yes. And kaya, they will always be relevant. They will always be the main event. They are pioneers. Oh, and also photo cards, because of them. Blame them. Yeah. Blame them.
It's them.
I blame them.
If only I knew that it would amount to something now.
Yeah.
I would have kept them and not gave them away at that time.
Ah, too. Mate. Oh, nga, parang dati, ano lang eh, bigay mo.
It's like, oh, look, what is this? Okay, let's put it somewhere with sun. I don't know, it's like this color, everything. I don't know. It's like, it was the first one was I Got a Boy. That was their first photo card. It's like, of all time, actually.
Ever.
And, yeah, just blame them. Screw them, right?
They're to blame. What the heck, SNSD. But, yeah, it's a journey with SNSD, and this is, we were just going to talk about SNSD Erasure, but we just went through their whole history.
That's
just
true.
To prove to you guys that they are not flop. They may
they
be flop.
Cannot be erased.
They can never be erased, sis, from everything that they did and everything they've gone through. Like, you can't help but include them when we talk about K-pop and how its rise and its fall, and SNSD will be there.
That's true.
Alongside it.
Can I just say something really quickly? Is that the standard may change, but the blueprint stays the same. Just wanted to say that.
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah, because it's like, when it comes to paving ways, standards, they definitely change. It's like, I can say confidently that Hyoyeon would probably not be the best dancer right now, because we have Momo, we have Lisa, who are like probably neck and neck, or even it's like exceeding each other every single comeback.
Yeah.
It's like, they're just up there.
Yeah.
So the standard changes, but the blueprint, you can never change. It's like, you can say a whole lot of, okay, it's like relevancy. Twice and Blackpink probably exceeded Girls' Generation now on in the international scene.
For sure.
It's like in a global stage. For sure. But you can't really say that they're paving ways also for the fourth and fifth gen. They may have paved like sidewalks, but they're not paving the highway. They did not do that. And it's like, it's not a hit on Twice or Blackpink or whoever is in that conversation. It's not a hit on them. Props to them. They did tremendous job.
Deserve all the success, like, that they have.
Deserve like all of the awards. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's like, they are not the blueprint of K-pop. Or at least like of girl groups. They are not. They copied someone. It's like, can I just say that? They copied like a standard and became the standard.
There you go. Yeah. So, yeah. For sure.
So props to them. They did marvels, probably exceeded Girls' Generation. It's like by a long shot already. But you cannot say that it's like, oh, they're creating like the blueprint for like future groups to follow and stuff. Nope. They followed it from someone else.
Yeah.
And I think, like, not to discredit Finkel or SES, Brown Eyed Girls, the one that came before Girls' Generation, but I think the girl group formula started and ended with Girls' Generation.
Woo! No, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
That is true.
It's like, we love groups now, Chels. It's like,
for
girl
sure.
groups we love.
I love girl groups.
There's a lot of girl groups that we stand now, and just like, freaking all hearts to all girl groups. But
yes,
never in my right mind can I say that they are creating their own blueprint. It's not. They are creating their own standard, but not their own blueprint.
Nice. Woo! Brave words.
That's a TikTok for you.
Exactly. Yun na yung magiging real.
That's true.
To promote. But yeah, I'm okay with ending. I'm okay with ending it with that. But yeah, we said, I thought this was going to be a short episode, but heck, it's an hour.
We never like say that. It's like short episode, never. Nope.
Never. No. But yeah, that it was such always a fun time having you on here, Yuki. Thank you so much for taking some time. Oh my gosh, it's the mic.
Trivia. We were called twin mics for one time because it's like we had the same mic. And we had the same issue with that same mic.
didn't last
like 3-4 months. Okay,
we're for done. Sure. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, thank you so much, Yuki. It's always fun talking to you.
Yes.
Please go ahead and remind people again to listen to Kingdom Pod.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, all in the same name, at the Kingdom Pod PH. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and also YouTube. There's a lot of views getting on YouTube, which is fantastic. It's like we're just big fans of the platform, and we're doing video podcasts as well.
Perfect.
You know what a lot of people are doing nowadays. And yeah, it's like, abangan nyo, there's an episode with Chelsea really soon. And
heck yeah. If you guys like everything that we've been talking about, just imagine.
Oh, you should see Chelsea on the Kingdom Podcast. Like, it's like she's just so good here. It's like, she's like, as a host and as a person, napakabait ni Chelsea at napakagaling niya sa Spill the Soju.
I gotta keep up the image.
Dun the podcast, it's like, it's just so different. It's like,
galit ako doon.
Can I just say, it's like Ashley and KD also has the same image when it comes to Spill the Soju. Pero pag nandun sila sa Kingdom Podcast, they don't care. It's probably the show.
It's you too, my guy. The questions that you ask, the way you lead conversations.
Yeah,
it's like, I can't help but get riled up whenever I'm
that's
there.
That's true. Yeah, so, I am the trigger.
Yeah. So something to look forward to, guys.
For sure.
Yeah, and we also have a lot of episodes, previous episodes, we were on there as well.
That's
on
true.
Kingdom Pod. So if you want to see a glimpse of what's going to go down in the next episode, go ahead. And we also have a lot of episodes with Yuki as well here in Spill the Soju. So go and give that a listen too. So again, thank you so much, Yuki. Don't forget to follow us, rate and review this podcast, share it with your friends. All the socials are linked down below. Thank you all. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Ashley, KD, I miss you. Bye.